This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor and Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz made a stop in Stevens Point yesterday. He spoke in the Laird Room at the Dreyfus Center on UWSP to a crowd of around 200 people. He said the Harris-Walz campaign believes all Americans deserve to have a chance at a good life.
If you work hard, you don't just barely skate by, you get a chance to get ahead. Doesn't matter if you're a red state, doesn't matter if you're a blue state, doesn't matter if you're a big city, if you're a small town, everybody in this country should get a shot to succeed. That's what she's talking about. Yes, sir.
Governor Walz encouraged everyone to get out and vote on Tuesday.
We're going to get the chance over the next 24 hours to shape this planet for generations to come in a positive way, in a way that unifies us, in a way that believes in our neighbors, in contrast to the darkness and the madness that is being put on the other side.
Polls are open today from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. Be sure to bring a photo ID to your polling place. If you're not registered, you can still do so same day at the polls. Head to civicmedia.us/vote for links to voter information. November's DOT Law of the Month highlights Wisconsin's Move Over Law. The Move Over Law is a reminder for drivers to brake for roadside workers. It's our responsibility to protect those who work on the side of the road. This provides a safety zone for law enforcement, emergency responders, and maintenance vehicles stopped alongside the road with their emergency lights on. Over the past 5 years, 60 emergency responders were struck and injured by a vehicle while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center in Wisconsin Rapids has their Holiday Gifts and Art Fair opening night this Thursday. It's free admission on November 7th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Senator Tammy Baldwin joined Governor Tim Walz on his tour of Wisconsin yesterday. At their stop in Stevens Point, Senator Baldwin pointed out the differences voters can expect of her work versus Eric Hovde in Congress.
But the stakes of this race are incredibly high. You know, Eric Hovde celebrated when the Dobbs decision came down overturning Roe v. Wade. He said he is 100% anti-choice. Meanwhile, I am leading the effort to restore Roe v. Wade through the Women's Health Protection Act, which I lead in the United States Senate.
Speaking with attendee Bob Precourt after the rally, he said voters should be motivated to make a stronger America.
But we seek to move forward into an age that I think holds more promise for everybody, with the prospect of unity, one of the main themes that the Democrats are advancing and emphasizing this time.
Today is the day to cast your ballot if you haven't done so already. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Over one quarter of Wisconsin schools are seeking a referendum this fall. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
On Tuesday, Wisconsin voters in 121 school districts will be asked yes or no on referendum questions. Districts are seeking a total of over $4.2 billion from local taxpayers for operations and facility projects. State Superintendent Jill Underly says the number of referendums is proof that public education is underfunded in Wisconsin. In all four elections this year, school districts have asked for a total of nearly $6 billion. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
In our area, Antigo, Marshfield, and Pittsville all have referendums on the ballot. Many students were in attendance during Governor Walz's visit to UWSP yesterday. Jack Orlando said he feels this election matters for students' futures.
Well, it's massively important, and especially in Wisconsin, I myself have done everything that I can to help my friends and get out and vote.
Elise Fulmer said getting registered to vote as a student was a little tricky.
But I was lucky enough to have my passport with me, but they did not take my driver's license or my student ID or my my utility bill.
Both students were excited to have Governor Walz on campus and excited for Election Day.
Go out there, vote. It's really important.
I'm nervous, but I have a lot of hope.
Today is voting day. The polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. The dreaded and non-native jumping fish, silver carp, is swimming further into our Wisconsin waters. Brittany Merlot has more.
The dreaded and non-native jumping fish, silver carp, is swimming further into our Wisconsin waters. Invasive carp have now been found in the lower Chippewa and lower Black Rivers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says silver carp were found in samples taken back in May. Then in July, the DNR began receiving reports from anglers of jumping fish, suspected to be the invasive carp at the Dells Dam on the lower Chippewa River in Eau Claire. Thankfully, the Dells Dam in Eau Claire prevents further upstream passage of these invasive carp into the Chippewa River system. It is believed that the carp may have migrated in June and early July due to the high water levels observed on the Mississippi River, which would have allowed the fish to move upstream into adjacent tributaries. Anglers who capture any potential invasive carp are asked to euthanize the fish, put them on ice, and contact a local aquatic invasive species staff, fisheries biologist, or warden to confirm the identification.
One thing that's not a top headline for this election is our national park system, but conservationists wish it got more attention. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The National Parks Action Fund scorecard tallies the voting records for U.S. House members on bills about park funding, endangered species, and oil and gas development in and around parks. In Wisconsin's delegation, all six Republican House members got failing grades on the scorecard, and the two Democrats got A's. Kristen Brangle with the National Parks Action Fund says they're not trying to pick on members of Congress, but they hope the scrutiny will help change some votes moving forward.
This is just part of our value system. Do we love these places? Do we want to take care of them? Do we want to make sure they have adequate park rangers in them? And this vote is just a direct way to tell whether or not you're a member of Congress cares about the future of our national parks.
Overall, Brangle says more House members got F's than A's because last year the House voted to cut funding for national parks by 13%.
Patience will be the word of the day when it comes to waiting for votes to be counted. Lisa Hale has more.
It will take as long as it takes. That's what Wisconsin's chief elections official Megan Wolf said when it comes to getting the ballots counted tonight.
Knowing that we were going to have high number of absentees this year and looking to provide efficiencies to their counting process. But, you know, they're never going to sacrifice making sure that they get it right, that they follow the law for speed. And so it'll take as long as it takes to make sure that every eligible vote is counted and counted accurately.
Some polling locations started counting absentee ballots as soon as the polls opened this morning. Others won't be able to start until the polls close at 8 tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
College basketball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team opened up their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts? In my mind, I've never talked about it and made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
In Milwaukee, number 18th ranked Marquette with a 102-62 win over Stony Brook. UW Green Bay lost their opener on the road at Oklahoma State 89-76 under new head coach Doug Gottlieb. Baseball, the Brewers' Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. Pitcher Frankie Montez will become a free agent after declining his option. NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some people cannot get enough of The Walking Dead or its many spin-offs. The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon gave a sneak peek at season 3 after season 2 wrapped up Sunday night. Season 3 will keep Daryl in Europe along with Carol. The two zombie fighters will find themselves in Spain for the new season, but there is no word on exactly how they ended up there. Seasons 1 and 2 were shot in France. The twosome's goal, according to The Hollywood Reporter, is to get back home to the U.S. and their fellow Walker Slayers. There is speculation that the recently released Juror No. 2 could be Clint Eastwood's last film. Critics and those in the Eastwood camp expressed disappointment the film was only released in 50 theaters last weekend, despite the consensus that the film is very compelling and received a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. At the very least, we have something good to stream very soon. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner, with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening opening weekend. Here, it did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 61 by around midday with temperatures dropping through the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.